Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. We got Luke Vandermillen back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Luke's VP of Marketing for the Retirement Services at Principal Financial Group. And, you know, folks, more than 10 years ago, I heard about this program that Principal was putting on called 10 Best Companies. What are the 10 best companies that they looked at? Not even just their customers. What were they doing that made them the best? What were some of their practices? And every year for the last 10 years, they put out this report of what they call the 10 best companies. And to my knowledge, every year we've covered it on this show. And I've been very happy about that because we've learned a lot from them. I know I have. And so we got Luke here with some more information on that. Luke Vandermillen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on 10 years of the 10 best, Principal's 10 best. But you guys you've taken it to another level now. You're able to actually look back on 10 years of this, and you asked Harvard Business Review to do something for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, when you just referenced we started this program 10 years ago, and the reason why we did that is because we saw a void out there in the marketplace. It seemed to us that the companies that were getting all the attention for treating their employees well and having great benefit programs were the very large organizations. And, you know, there were programs out there like Best Places to Work. And we thought that the small to medium-sized businesses deserve some recognition because we, as part of our benefits practice at Principal, we're seeing companies of this size do some extraordinary things every day for their employees' financial security. And so we pulled together a group of kind of industry experts, so an independent panel of judges. We don't judge the winners, they do. We facilitate the process and ask people for nominations. And, you know, here we are 10 years later, and we have, 100 outstanding companies. And there's a lot that companies of any size can learn from these companies. And what we wanted to do was really dig a little bit deeper. And so we asked the folks at Harvard Business Review Analytical Services to do some additional research into these 100 companies. And we were pretty sure that we weren't just looking at the 100 nicest companies in the United States that really cared about their employees, even though they do that. But there's some findings, and some things weren't a surprise, but there was also a couple things that maybe surprised us a little bit that the research brought out.
What as an example?
Well, I'd say that the big findings from the research kind of fall into four different areas. And the first one is that companies shouldn't try to do this by themselves. They should partner with an expert, which is a financial professional, an investment advisor, a benefits expert, to help them construct their program and communicate it to the employee. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing.
Outsource this because it's not your core competency.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And, a really good benefits advisor, and there's a lot of them out there, can help you understand, how to construct a program within your budget.
Right.
Can tell you what other companies in the area are doing so that you're competing for talent effectively. So they play a really critical role.
Well, just to dwell on that for the rest of the segment here, I think it's another minute or so. Luke, my audience has heard me say now for a long time, probably ever since I've been doing the show for over 14 years, they've heard me say the best thing that ever happened for small businesses is outsourcing. Both internal and external. External meaning what you just said. Find an expert to do things that are not your core competency. If there's a job that you have that's not customer facing, as the big companies call it, aren't touching a customer, you can probably outsource that to somebody who's an expert at it. And you're probably not an expert in that. That's the external outsourcing. Internal outsourcing is where you actually do outsourcing yourself for another company. You're the outsourced resource. You're the outsourced export. And Luke, that's how that's one of the reasons the small business sector has grown so exponentially over the last 20 years is big companies are outsourcing those kinds of non-core competencies to small businesses.
That's exactly right. I think the takeaway there is to focus on the things that you're good at.
Yep.
And when it comes to things like benefit programs for your employees' financial security,
mm-hmm.
partnering with a financial advisor is the best first step that you can take. Because behind every one of these great companies is a financial advisor who is a strategic partner to that small business.
Yep, absolutely. Principal.com, is that right?
www.principal.com/10best.
10best. All right, so check that out. 20 till the hour. Right back with Luke Vandermillen. We've got more to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.